Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come. When you pull my
key, it's Dom time. Welcome in, and let's welcome back a Philly guy. I think he still would identify with that, even though he's the toast, as they say, of the town, with his own show on Saturday nights. And, of course, The Five, Jesse Waters, joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jesse, welcome back to town. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dom. I love how you say my last name, Waters, like a Philly guy.
Thanks.
Waters.
That's exactly. We don't have an accent, though. Do you feel you've lost? Do you feel you lost any Philly accent being in Manhattan, you know, and what you're doing?
Yeah, and then the minute I talk to you, I get it right back.
Good stuff. So what's, you know, the one thing I miss, and I guess all the time, all the commitment, Waters World, see, I got to say it again, was just right. One of a kind. Nobody ever could take dummies on the beach and ask them questions on Mars Constitution Day, and then the next time around, chase a judge down in his garage that wasn't talking to anybody. It was unparalleled, and for a while, I think you kind of blended that in, but it's so time-intensive, I guess, pretty difficult to get in.
Well, yeah, so if you do the five every day at 5 o'clock, you can't be running around the beach and then make it back to the studio to debate Juan Williams.
Yeah.
You have to. You need a lot of time for that, and I was doing a lot of flying around, and also, remember this, I was being ordered to go do those things by Bill O'Reilly, so I didn't have a choice. I had to do that stuff.
Exactly.
And well, also, and you know what, the combination of the kind of hostility on the street, and then you combine that with COVID, those two factors just made it nearly impossible to just go out there and knock out a package like that. So I miss those days. I know everybody misses those days. And so sometimes we'll throw some flashbacks in the show on Saturday night.
You had Oliver Stone on. I was watching that and thinking, how in the world did you get Oliver Stone on? Was that a Russian thing or what?
You know, Dom, I don't even know if he knew who I was. I think his publicist might have just agreed to do it, and then the next thing you know, he's in Waters World. But I saw him on Bill Maher's show, and Bill Maher was asking about Russian interference. And he said to Bill Maher, Bill, you're more sophisticated than that. You don't really believe all the things the intelligence community tells you. You know they've been lying to us for the last 4 decades. And I thought to myself, wow, I mean, that's what we've been saying over here. So we invited him on, and we had a good talk. I thought he was pretty good.
I did too. And again, it's one of those names that jumps out at you. I know how difficult it is and hard. Yeah, I didn't think he knew Waters World though, and knew you too much though. It just didn't ring that way. What would you say the success? My wife, who I think I told you before, is kind of apolitical. It's listening in the other room. I'm out of the house now, too, here in Germantown. And what's the energy, the secret sauce of the five, do you think, that makes it so much that the numbers indicate at times, I think it's the number one show on Fox, even with all those heavyweights, and that's at 5 o'clock at night. That's impossible to do.
Well, first of all, I was born in Germantown. So I grew up on Mannheim Street. In Germantown, and I think was there until about 7 years old. So I love Germantown. And that brings me back. I'm starting to get my accent back, if you can hear that.
Stop with the accent already.
You know, it's amazing. So at 5 o'clock on the East Coast, it's 2 o'clock Pacific. And you think, like, who the hell is watching television at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? But, you know, we've been averaging, I think, almost 3.6, 3.7 million viewers at 5 o'clock. Right now, we're the third highest-ranked cable news show behind Tucker and Hannity. You know, we're beating Maddow. You know, we're neck and neck with Laura. We kind of go back and forth between Ingram for the third spot. But, you know, I think when you wake up, if you miss Fox and Friends, you're not really hearing opinion programming until 5 o'clock on Fox News Channel.
Right.
So you're getting the hard news all day. So, you know, at 5 o'clock, you could be home making dinner, or, you know, you could have been waiting around. You just get home maybe at 5:30. So this is your first time to hear Gutfeld tee off, or Waters tee off, or Perino. And so you're getting those types of topics and opinion that you haven't gotten all day, and it kind of just jump starts your evening.
Well, there's a lot of females too that, like, I was telling Dan, when we had speaker series with you here in town, that's the only time we had 30-year-olds, women in the audience that went nuts when you came out, and it's the only time other than Nick Foles that I had a guest that was taller than me. So there's two marks of distinction there, but you can get the perfect guy in Juan Williams, too, although I prefer Geraldo. When Geraldo's in there with you guys, it is a wild card of wild cards. There's a lot of action there.
Yeah, I mean, but speaking of Nick Foles, man, I wish we had him on Sunday. God, that was a rough week for Carson. I don't know if you want to get into it, but, man, oh, man, I did not like the way Wentz was, you know, picking up the blitzes. He didn't even see him coming. He was holding the ball too long. That's another story. We won't get into that.
That's fine. I am the biggest fan of Nick Foles. I take all the heat in town that I believe I'd rather have him than Carson Wentz.
No, it's not fine. Don't go down.
Oh, yes, it's fine.
No.
Jesse, by the way,
future, but he really needs to, you know, he needs to start checking down and getting the ball out of his hands a little faster. Geraldo, listen, Juan's great. He's got a tough job. Imagine if I had to go on MSNBC every day and I was surrounded by four conservatives.
four mad owls, you know, yes.
They would have to triple my salary. I don't know what Juan gets paid, but he doesn't get paid enough, I can tell you that.
Oh,
he's a great sport. But, no, Geraldo's a legend, and I think he just celebrated his 50th anniversary on television. And so he's done pretty much everything, and it's always fun that he's just a swashbuckling character when he comes on, and we love him.
All right, Dan, my producer, Executive Privilege, has a question for Jesse.
You got to excuse me here, Jesse, but there's a long-running theme on our sister station, WIP. This guy named Joe DeCamera, he swears that he grew up with you, and I just want to know if you can verify whether or not he's lying, or if you actually know a guy by the name of Joe DeCamera that you grew up with.
Yeah, Joe's telling the truth. I went to school with Joe for a few years. He was at my school at Penn Charter, and I think, fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth grade, we did a stretch, and Joe's great. I was just actually in town last year, and I think we ran into each other at the Sixers game, and he's got quite a mouth on him, doesn't he?
A lot of it unverified stuff. He's worse than I am. My God, the athletic exploits of this guy. So, Jesse, the town hall in Philadelphia last night, did you happen to watch any of that with Trump? And where do you think we are? You know Trump a little bit in this campaign. What's the strategy? Where are we at this point? What are you looking to see?
Well, in Pennsylvania, I think he's in good shape right now. If you look at the latest polls, Bennington has Biden up 3. CNBC has Biden up 4, Susquehanna Biden up 2, Rasmussen has it tied, Monmouth has Biden up 3. That's all within the margin of error, and those polls traditionally oversample Democrats pretty significantly. So I would say Trump wins Pennsylvania, and if you talk to his campaign, the campaign believes that they're tied or ahead in every single battleground state save Michigan. Michigan, I think out of the margin of error there, but you know, it's a tough fight there. But I think the campaign's confident. They have plenty of money. They have a lot of energy. They're doing a lot of door knocking. They're much more organized. Their ground game's more sophisticated. Their digital advertising's more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. And the president's just out hustling Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden stays in Delaware most of the week. I mean, just this past weekend, Biden took the weekend off. And the president was in Nevada all weekend, California, then hit Arizona. It just seems like Joe doesn't want it. He's playing it too safe. He's scared of COVID, I guess, or, you know, he doesn't want to go out there and talk to anybody. But I think the president is in good shape. The COVID-19, I think, down in terms of deaths and cases about half to where it was. And the economy is really starting to surge. So the wind's at the president's back, and I think he'll close strong like he usually does.
I think he will, definitely. What's on Saturday's show? Do you know this far out? Who do you have lined up?
I think we have Candace Owens lined up, and who else do we have here? I got to talk to my producer. Dom, you know, the producers really control everything. We're just a bunch of talking idiots.
My guy. I love this guy. I love you, Jesse.
Don't spread that. Don't spread. Maybe you TV guys in radio, though, we're in control. I just want you to know that. Come on now.
Yeah, no, I have control. But listen, what is it, Wednesday? I don't really put my hands on the wheel until Thursday. So
okay,
I'll let you know tomorrow. But no, we'll. I'm sure it'll be a good show. And I think the Five is. I think Joe Biden has an event today, so we'll be covering that on the Five as well.
Jesse, thank you. Thanks for always being generous with your time too. And we'll get back to you with Joe DeCamera.
Have Joe call in next time, all right?
I will. We'll set that up. That's going to happen during this. That's a definite there.
Parting question. Can get a word in edgewise with Joe.
Parting question. You look pretty athletic. We did an event together. Long-running thing here. I have a bet that I can throw a football 40 yards. Due to COVID, we haven't been able to do it yet. We've had pro athletes certified. They think I can do it. What do you say?
Well, I haven't seen you ever throw a football, Dom. So, you know, I don't really know. I think you could maybe get it to 40.
Okay.
I think so.
We'll take that as a definite.
I think so.
Can you throw it 40 yards?
I think I could get it there. I think I'd probably, like, you know, hurt my arm, but I'd get it there.
All right. We'll put that as a yes. Jesse, thank you so much. Continued success. Thanks for coming back to Philadelphia as always.
Thanks, Dom. Talk to you later.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.